They said back to them, no, therefore I'm laughing. Madach to people goyim that do wickedness, do rishis, do against the will of Hashem. Hashem still pays them back and gives us such reward. If so, people that do mitzvahs, how much more we will receive reward. See how we saw the good. This was the midah of Rabbi Kiva. They say he had the midah, 50th midah. He's able to see in every single thing that looks bad, he's able to see the good. And that's called the 50th midah, is to see the drachim of Hashem. To see exactly how in every single thing that's happening, it's only for our good. There's a medrash that says, Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, V'tachsreinu miyat melekim. He was missing a little bit the 50th midah. So the Kenti Tzias Mitzrayim, Moshe said, the medrash says, Tosas Tishlach, V'yavash HaTishlach, send it out with somebody else. The medrash says, Moshe said, send it out to Yad Rabbi Kiva. Because Rabbi Kiva has this midah, whatever happens, he can see the good in it. Moshe, when he went to Paro, Paro took away the straw. So Moshe had time to Hashem, Lo Mareis, Lo Mazer. Moshe didn't see the good, he only saw the bad. Let Rabbi Kiva take out the Jews. He'll be able to see all the good. That's all these mices here. Rabbi Kiva was always the one laughing, and any bad matziv, he always saw the goodness of it.
Now the Gemara says another case that shuv a par machas that happened the second time that are early Yerushalayim, they're going up to Yerushalayim. Kivan shegiel lahar atzayfin, when they came past the har atzayfin, is korah big dayim that they rise clear the rift of the gadim. The rule of the loch is like when you see har ori Yehuda Yerushalayim bechurbono, you're supposed to rise clear, and the what then when you see the makam amigdash. See, it's a question why they didn't rip twice, first for seeing Yerushalayim, but our koponim, it says here, when they went to Harat Seifim, that's the place that you could see the Beis HaMikdash from there, so they rise Kriya because of the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, Kivan Shigir Laharabais, when they came actually close to the Harabais, Rol, they saw Shual, they saw a fox, Sheyotzim the Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, that was walking over the place where there used to be the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So, Yishilu Hain Berk, and they started to cry. How could it be that the Mokkan that was so Kaddush, now there's a fox walking through it? For Rabbi Kiva Metzach, just the Rabbi Kiva started to laugh. Omrullah said, he said to Rabbi Kiva, Mifnayata Metzach, why are you laughing? Omrullah, again, he said, Batam, Mifnayatam Baichim, why are you crying? Omrullah said, he said to him, listen, Mokim Shekosa Boy, this place that the Torah says, Fiyazar HaKorav Yumois, the Vizar goes near this Mokkan, near the Kaddush HaKadoshim. He's Chayiv Misom, Fiyachshav Shualim Hilcha Boy, and now there are foxes walking through it. The Lay Nifke, shouldn't we cry? Omalim, Salomalahans, from Kivan Zabak, Lakakali Mitzach, therefore, no, that's why I'm laughing right now. Because there's a Possek that says, the Chsid the Possek says, there's a Possek in Shayov that says, V'idoli Edim, the Monim will have good Edim, who are they? Es Uriyo Hakoyin, V'yasachar Yohu, then Yever Rech Yohu. I'll have like these two items. The question is, V'chima Inyan Uriya Eitzel Zachariah. What does Uriya have to do with Zachariah? Uriya B'mikdash Rishon, he was alive by the first place of Mikdash. U'Zachariah B'mikdash Sheini. So how can the Pasuk say, as Uriya and Zachariah? El, or rather, what the Pasuk means, Tola Kostum Nevuasa Shal Zachariah B'Nevuasa Shal Uriya. Tola the Nevuah of Zachariah with the Nevuah that Uriya said. True, Uriya was with the first place of Mikdash. Now it's like this. Buryik said by Uriya, it says, Lochain deglalchem tzion soda techorosh, that tzion will become to a desolate land, or be trodden over, or be plowed. But Zachariah Ksiv, Oid Yoshua Zakain, was Kainas Bechavis Yerushalayim, that they'll come back to live again in Yerushalayim. So, Achlein is Kaimon of Uwasa Shal Uriya, before, up until this Mekayim, this first Navu of Uriya, to see Yerushalayim Bechubono, like plowed over, I was afraid that there will not be a king of the second of Zechariah, that it won't be possible to have again Oyd Yeshuvim to come back to live in Yerushalayim. But Achshav now, now that I see his Nevuah, that Yerushalayim are the base of Mikdash, is Mamech Horev, even the Shualim foxes are walking through, be Yedua, now I know, and we must call him the Nevuah of Zechariah. And Belosh, so that's why he felt good. Belosh is then, this Lashon Omru, they said back to Rabbi Kiva, Akiva Nichamtonu, Akiva Nichamtonu, Akiva you appeased us with your words of appeasement. Have been Alech Elohim Aloikim Slikulam Sechta Makis. And the pshat was that he saw now the fox walking through, because the nevuah was, they'll be desolate completely, that not even the goyim will be living there. So now that Persian, nobody was living there, just foxes are walking through it, that's called the kim of the nevuah. That's why he felt happy. Alright, we'll stop here.